as they encourage us to believe in God. If you have your Bibles, we invite you to turn with us to the Old Testament book of Exodus, the second book of the Bible, the 14th chapter, and we'll be reading verses 10 through 14. All this month, we're endeavoring to focus on faith as we look at let's go forward with faith to help us to further unpack this theme. We want to draw your attention to Exodus 14, verses 10 through 14. Hear these words from the Word of God. As Pharaoh approached the Israelites, they looked up and there were Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the applying of this, his holy and most righteous word. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father and our God, if you will, we ask that you might let the very words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our heart to be acceptable in thy sight, for you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. Let all the people of the Lord say amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. Verse 13 in the King James Version says, "Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord." For a few moments today, we just want to hang these words on the hinges of your mind. What faith in God can help you see. What faith in God can help you see. Have you ever found yourself in a fix from following God? I'm not talking about being in difficulty because you were disobedient. I'm not talking about getting in trouble because you were acting trifling. I'm not talking about having a hard time because you had a hard head. I'm not even talking about getting ready to fall because of your foolishness. But I just wonder, is there anybody here who has ever been in a fix from following God? Because I believe that there is somebody here who's been in a jam because of Jesus. I believe there's somebody here who's been out on a limb trying to be like the Lord. I believe there's somebody here who's been in a mess because you got mixed up with the Master. I believe that there's somebody here who has found themselves in a crisis because you were directly connected to Christ. Is there anybody here who has ever been in a fix from following God? Now, for those of you who think, that as soon as you become a Christian, as soon as you become a child of God, all of your troubles should go away, let me be the first to burst your bubble, because that's not the way it's going to be. Because doing right can get you wronged. Telling the truth can get you in trouble. Having integrity can get you attacked. And seeking your own liberation can end up in tribulation. And that's exactly what's going on in our text for today. That's exactly what's going on and happening to the children of God as they find themselves at the Red Sea. Because here are the children of Israel. Here are the people of God walking in the way that God was leading them to go. And yet they still find themselves in a fix. And when they realized that they were in a fix, naturally fear overcame them. When they found themselves and realized that they were in a fix, naturally they began to panic. And when fear and panic set in, the people of Israel came to Moses and they said, "Moses, we told you when we were back in Egypt to leave us alone." The children of Israel, they began to murmur, they began to complain, and they came to Moses and they said, "Moses, we told you to leave us back in Egypt where we at least had some food to eat and we at least had a place to lay our head." They came and complained to Moses and they said, "You brought us out here in the wilderness and now we're about to die." They said to Moses, "Moses, you brought us out here and it was better for us back in Egypt than we are right here in the desert." And so Moses, he looked at the complaining crowd. Moses, he spoke to the murmuring Israelites. And when he turned to the murmuring crowd, here's what Moses said. Moses said, "In the face of their fear, fear not." In the midst of their panic, Moses said, "Fear not." And while Pharaoh and his army were pursuing them and they had the Red Sea in front of them, Moses said, "Fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Church, in the midst of all of their trouble, all Moses had to say to them, all Moses had to give to them were these words: "Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord." And church, I believe that one of the reasons that Moses told the children of Israel to stand still is because Moses wanted to strengthen their faith. Moses wanted to prepare them and to help them to grow in their walk with God. He wanted to strengthen their faith. And the reason he wanted to strengthen their faith and the reason he told them to stand still is because many times when we move from where we are, we miss seeing what God has already done. So many times in this fast-paced society, we're so busy moving, we're so busy fidgeting that we sometimes miss what God has already done. When we move too quick, we move and don't stand still, we miss the roar of Niagara Falls. When we move too quick, we miss the carve-out of the Grand Canyon. When we move too quick, we miss Old Faithful coming up out the ground every time. When we move too quick, we miss seeing God paint the rainbow on the blue canvas of the sky. When we move too quick, we miss seeing the stars lined up in the midnight sky. When we move too quick, we miss seeing the seasons come in their sequence. And because we're moving so much, we sometimes miss what God has already done. And so Moses, he said to the children of Israel, as they were murmuring, as they were complaining, standing at the Red Sea, Moses said, "Fear not, stand still." But then after he said, "Fear not and stand still," he went on to say, "And see the salvation of the Lord." And one of the reasons that Moses said to see the salvation of the Lord is because he wanted them and us to have enough faith to see God as your source. He wanted them and us to see God as our source. He was telling the children of Israel to fear not, stand still, and to see the salvation of the Lord, because Moses wanted them to know back then and wanted us to know right now that Pharaoh is not your source. He wanted to reinforce the notion that God is our source. See, the Israelites, they'd been in Egypt for 400 years. And because they'd been in Egypt for 400 years, the only thing they knew was Pharaoh. And so they looked to Pharaoh for their supply. They looked to Pharaoh for their sustenance. They looked to Pharaoh for their self-esteem. They looked to Pharaoh for their survival. Because even as slaves in Egypt, they still wanted to look like Pharaoh. They still wanted to be like Pharaoh. They still wanted to act like Pharaoh. Even as slaves in Egypt, they looked to Pharaoh for their self-esteem. But somebody here today needs to know that Pharaoh is not your God, and ultimately Pharaoh is not your source. And the reason so many people in the church get in trouble is because you're looking at somebody else other than God to be your source. But church, you can do that if you want to. But when you look to people as your source, they're going to disappoint you every time. See, church, we've got to know the difference between the server and the cook. If you want to get this source thing right, you've got to know the difference between the server and the cook. Now I've never been able, Patrick, I've never been able to understand this, but we'll tip the waiter who serves the food. But we may say a word about the one who brought the food, who prepared the food, who cooked the food. We give compliments maybe to the chef, but we give a tip to the server. And I just can't understand it. I just can't wrap my mind around that, because there is a difference between the one who brought the food and the one who prepared the food. There is a difference, church, between the letter carrier and the letter writer. There is a difference between the salesperson and the manufacturer. And church, it doesn't matter what you talk about. You can pick anything under the sun, but ultimately, it all goes back to God as the source. Because if you go out to eat this afternoon, you go out to brunch, and if you've got chicken on your plate, it was served by a waiter, but it was prepared by a cook. And before it was prepared by a cook, it was transported by a truck driver. And before it was transported by a truck driver, the farmer raised it. And before the farmer raised it, the chicken laid the egg. And before the chicken laid the egg, God made the egg. So you can keep going as far back as you want to, because no matter what it is, God is already the source. And so we ought to skip a step every now and then and stop praising the server and start praising the source. We ought to stop praising the server and start praising the source, because the Bible says that the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Would you high five your neighbor real quick and tell your neighbor, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help, because my help comes from the Lord. Is there anybody here who can testify that the source of you getting up this morning was God? The source of you having the articulation of your limbs was God. The source of you having the mobility of your limbs was God. The source of you having food was God. The source of you having shelter was God. The source of you having clothes was God. The source of you having having a job? Was God the source of your health? Was God the source of your mind? Was God the source of your skills? Was God the source of your health? Was God the source of who you are? Was God? Somebody ought to give God some praise today, because regardless to what you have, God is still the source. God is God. God is the source of all that you have. And so we've got to learn to stop praising the server and start praising the source. And so Moses, he said, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But then when you have faith in God, church, to see who he is and to see what God has done in your life, here's something else he'll do. He'll show you that he's got the power to turn things around. He'll show you that he's got the power to turn things around. And if you don't believe me, let's call the roll. Because Haman, he got hung instead of Mordecai because God turned that thing around. Joseph's brothers put him in a pit, but God elevated him to be the prime minister of Egypt because God turned that thing around. The devil, he took all that Job had, but God gave Job more than twice as much as he lost, because God is able to turn stuff around. Is there anybody here who can testify that God can turn some stuff around? Because he can turn around a court decision. He can turn around a doctor's diagnosis. He can turn around a wayward child. He can turn around a messed up marriage. He can turn around a fractured family. He can turn around your debt. He can turn around disease. He can turn around discouragement. He can turn around depression. He can turn around despair. Because the God we serve, he can turn things around. In fact, somebody here can testify that the only reason we're here in 2020 is because God turned some things around, because he brought us from a mighty long way, and he kept us when we couldn't keep ourselves, and he fed you. He led you, he sustained you, he touched you, he saved you, he forgave you, he sustained you, he blessed you, because God is able to turn things around. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? If you believe it, say yeah. If you know it, say yeah. If you're glad about it, then let's give God the glory, and let's give God the honor, and let's give God the praise, and say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's stand.